There are times when we can connect surprisingly deeply with a stranger and then never see them again. A missed connection. We've been trying to help some of you connect with people you're trying to find. And today we bring you the story of two women whose paths crossed 50 years ago in an electric moment at a camp in North Carolina. Linda Walker reached out to us to tell us her story.
Well, I was at a Girl Scout camp and a storm, as is often happens in the mountains, came through. And they sent us to our cabins to write our letters to our parents. When I was in my cabin, the rain started to come in, and just as I stood on my iron cot to let the tent flaps down, a bolt of lightning struck. It didn't waste any time in pretty much frying me. I was on the floor. Well, obviously, with a large boom and crackle, the other girls took off running, but as Girl Scouts, you always keep up with your buddy. You never lose track of your buddy. And my buddy ran out of the tent without me, but realized I wasn't with her and came back. Had she not done that, I wouldn't be here today. She ran and got a counselor. They gave me artificial respiration because at that point I was clinically dead. They rushed me off to the hospital, and my life as a mother, a teacher, a grandmother, all are attributed to her coming back and getting me.
But Linda didn't remember who it was that saved her life.
Unfortunately, being, 12 years old and then getting struck by lightning, I didn't get her name and I didn't recall it. And I've always regretted that.
So when Linda wrote in with her story about a month ago, we wanted to help. Our intrepid producer, Sophia Schmidt, reached out to Camp Pisgah, where a longtime volunteer helped to check the records. We then enlisted local librarians to search through old news coverage. We even looked for women who'd been at the camp that summer in 1967. But social media, as it often does, turned out to be the key. Linda's buddy's sister saw the story on Facebook, where one of the local Girl Scout councils had posted it. It was meant to be. So, Linda, we found the person you were looking for, and they've been listening to you tell your story. So here she is, Lori Luna.
Oh, my.
Hi, Linda.
Hi. Oh, my goodness.
Are you as nervous as I am?
I am, but I want to send a huge, huge thank you to you and a hug, because I wouldn't be here today if I hadn't had a buddy who came back.
Lori?
Yes.
I'm going to ask you to pick up the story from your perspective. Linda passes out, and then what happened?
Well, I did run out of the tent with the other two gals, but we thought that you were right behind us and then turned around, obviously, and you weren't.
Did you try to wake her up, or did you know that it was serious?
Well, I did try to arouse her, but it was obvious that it was very badly wrong. I couldn't.
I still have a scar from where the metal zipper welded to my hip. And the medical report showed that my heart sac had been burned and there was some damage to my ears. And I still have a little bit of a hearing problem.
Lori, you actually visited Linda in the hospital, right? But she wasn't fully awake to know that.
The counselors took me up there twice. And it was disturbing and scary. So, yeah, that was the last time I saw her.
Did you know that she'd survived, that she was okay?
No, not until my sister got in contact with me.
Oh, my. Because I know when my mom and dad got there, they were told, it was very touch and go. And I didn't realize that they hadn't let you know.
Well, they may not have known how to get in touch with me after that.
I taught eighth grade for 30 years, and each time I would tell my story, and the kids always said, well, did you ever thank her? And I said, no, and they said, you should, and now in retirement, we've located you, and that was just like, wow, it's been magical.
Linda, just I want to, before we end this, is there anything you guys want to tell each other?
Well, I would like to get in touch with you and be able to maintain a correspondence, since 50 years have to be made up.
Well, so we should exchange some numbers and...
Yes. Can we do that now, or should we wait?
That's Linda Walker and Lori Luna brought together again. Thank you both so very much for this story.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Morning, it's another pure gray morning. Don't know what the day is holding. And I get up right home and I walk right into the path of a lightning bolt.
And if you have a missed connection that you want us to help you find, somebody you want to thank or catch up with or reconnect with, write in or send us a voice memo, weekend@npr.org.